So be careful how you respond.
You've heard me speak before of St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, otherwise known by her given name, Edith Stein, who was born in Germany in the latter part of the 19th century. She was a philosopher, a professor, an intellectual giant and writer. She was a Jewish convert to the Catholic faith and became a Carmelite nun. Later, she, along with her sister and many other Jewish Catholics, were martyred at Auschwitz in 1943. St. Teresa Benedicta wrote, "Do not accept anything as the truth if it lacks love, and do not accept anything as love if it lacks truth." Certainly something for us to think about in this day and age when all kinds of opinions keep flying left and right. Never to accept anything as the truth if it lacks love, and not to accept anything as love if it lacks the truth. Yesterday, the Church observed the Feast of the Presentation of Christ in the Temple, the day that we remember Christ's own circumcision and being brought to the temple, being consecrated to God, that is, in his infancy. In the gospel story from St. Luke, you have Simeon, the old man, who is praying in the temple, hoping one day to see the coming of the Messiah. And finally, it happens, and he praises God that he has seen the fulfillment of God's promises in the birth of the Messiah and the infant Christ, who, as Simeon said, came as a light of revelation to the Gentiles, that is, the non-believers, and the glory of his people Israel. This light, Simeon said, this glory was not to be without suffering, as he told the Virgin Mary that the sword was going to pierce her heart and that Christ himself was going to be the cause of the rise and downfall of many in Israel and that he would suffer great persecution. We see this happening all the time. The powers of darkness always attempt to overcome the light, and the prince of darkness will do anything in his power, anything at all, to steal the glory of the Son of God. Christ, who is truth incarnate, as we all know, would preach and teach, but then end up at the end being insulted, rejected, mocked, and ultimately killed. Why? Evil hates light. Evil hates truth, and evil hates love. But love, St. Paul says, rejoices in the truth and does not silence it. Love instead seeks to enlighten humanity with the gift of truth. Truth about God. Truth about who God is. Truth about ourselves and our relationship with God. And the truth about God's will for us, his expectations, and the gift of eternal life that the Father wishes to give us. God is love, and God is truth. God is also life. God being all, truth, life, and love. Remove any of these things, and you don't have the others. No God, no truth, no love, no life. If there is no truth, there is no love, no life, no God. Where there is no love, there is no life, or no truth, or God. Without God, you have nothing at all. Speaking of feasts, today also calls to mind the feast of St. Blaise, the 4th century bishop of Sebaste in Armenia, known for his miraculous cures, the blessing of the throats we have on St. Blaise feast day, from a legend of him healing a child who was choking on a fishbone. St. Blaise was martyred, just as Christ, mocked, tortured, killed, for nothing else but preaching and teaching Christ. No other reason than that. But he, St. Blaise, as did all the other martyrs, loved Christ more than life itself. They loved Christ more than they loved themselves. They valued this world in the way that God himself intended it. It's a means to an end. Yes, God made the world. God made all the people in it. We are to take care of this world and those within there. But when our end comes here, there's something else that goes on beyond. And they understood that. All the saints and martyrs saw their lives in this world as a prelude to what would come next in eternal life, in eternal love, in heaven. In this world, as we should be doing, they worshiped, they prayed, they despised sin, and they followed the commandments. They loved Christ, and as Christ commanded, they loved others, and they spent their lives doing good for others, putting the truth into practice in love. Something we should all be doing anyway. But evil hates light, as I said. Evil hates the truth. Evil hates love. And thus, the saints and martyrs are persecuted and killed. And so will we be if we try to live the fullness of the Christian life. So what about us, brothers and sisters? We heard God the Father telling us in the first reading from the prophet Jeremiah that we, like Jeremiah, have been chosen by God. We were known by Him before you and I were even formed in the wombs of our mothers. So before our conception in this world, God knew us, He loved us, and had a destiny for us. He destined you and me to be exactly where we are right now, as disciples of His Son, to learn from Christ, to be transformed in Christ, for you and me to be in union and communion with Christ and with one another, and as a prophetic people, to be able to proclaim the name of Jesus Christ, to proclaim His life in our words and in our deeds. Everything about us must always speak of Jesus Christ, who is living in us, living through us, and loving through us. You and I, like those early martyrs, called to be lights shining in the darkness, a people motivated by nothing else but love for God, love for our families, love for our friends and neighbors, love for each person that we encounter, love for our community. What is love? God. God is love, and those who love abide in God, and God abides in them. Love also means to will, to want, to desire, to work for the good of the other. Love means to will, to want, to desire, work for the good of the other, not oneself, not for self-satisfaction, not for a feeling of superiority, not for honors or rewards, but simply because it is the right and just thing to do. It is the God-like thing to do. It is the Christ-like thing to do. It's what God expects. You and I live in a world that is desperate to cast aside truth in every way, and it's more than willing to crush anyone or anything that would dare proclaim anything contrary to the world's version of what is truly correct. If you're pro-life, you're anti-woman. If you're pro-Christ, you want to exclude other people. If you're pro-chastity in marriage, you're discriminating. It goes on and on and on. You follow God, the world hates you. And as Jesus says, if the world hates you, know that it hated me before you. Don't worry about the world. Love God. Love Christ. Love one another. Love yourself. Love your own will. Let that love turn inward. It dies and always does. Love of the self, love of one's own will, love turned outside of others and into oneself will always die, and we know it. No amount of legislation, no amount of public opinion, nothing can turn evil into good ever. It doesn't work. You and I were made to love God, God who is always, and God alone who is all good, God who alone gives life. When you and I love God, we become good. When you and I become good, then we too are life-giving to the world. Why? Because we're seeking truth, and we live in truth, and we live the truth in love. We find truth and love only in the heart of Jesus Christ. We find freedom and peace only in the heart of Christ. Evil hates light, evil hates truth, and evil hates love. Do not accept anything as the truth if it lacks love, and do not accept anything as love if it lacks the truth.